Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast, presented by Apidura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ride with GPS, and Supernova. I'm Jenny Tuff, and I'm your host for the Transcontinental Race number 11. It's day 7 of the race, and this has been the most exciting or even stressful day so far for our Dot Watchers out there. While most of our riders are still flowing into Italy to reach their third control stamp, the four leading cyclists are storming down the length of Italy for the fourth control point and a crucial ferry crossing. Here's our reporter Jake with race director Andrew covering the front of the race.
So Andrew, we've just left the CP and we've now had all four of the front runners through. How do things look from here until the potential ferry?
Well, Martin's still leading the bunch with Victor hot on his heels. Those two are already well on their way to the coast. Christoph Strasser, a bit of a way behind them, looks to be taking the same route down to the coast as quickly as possible. And then they've basically got a 300k time trial by the time they get down to the coast. It's flat. If they're lucky, they'll get a tailwind. It looks at the moment from the forecast like it might be a bit of a crosswind, a little bit of a headwind once they're past Gargano. So it's going to be really touch and go. They need to average about 30k an hour for the next 6-7 hours in order to make the ferry. It's really going to come down to when those ticket offices close. And then we've got Nicolas Châtelet, who's gone inland. He's gone via Isernia, a bit of a hillier, shorter route. So we're going to have to see whether he manages to cut them off or whether he's made a miscalculation there.
Martin Moritz, cap 297, took over the lead of the race after control point 3. Here he is now on the second part of Parkour 4.
Hey, Martin! How you doing?
I'm miserable.
Oh, no, you're miserable. Why are you miserable?
No, actually, it's getting better now.
Yeah?
Really bad were those flats coming towards Pacentro, or however the town is called in,
Pacentro, in the valley. And how does it feel now racing for a ferry where, if you make it, obviously, that's great news for you, but if the others make it, the push is neutralized.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's, what does it feel like, that
so
kind of uncertainty?
There's three scenarios.
Yeah.
Either all of us are miserable, not catching the ferry, or all of us are miserable catching the ferry, because then we have to continue racing, or one of us gets lucky and the others are miserable.
What do you think is the most likely?
I think two or three are going to make the ferry.
Yeah.
Would I'm not going to say whom.
I like it.
I have my preferences. Favorites.
Your preferences to race against.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Martin.
You're a good runner.
It's being tested this race, I tell you. Cheers, have a great day.
Here's Sophie with an update from some of the fastest women in the field.
But back to the race now. We are Sunday, it's 9 p.m. and Yana has 660 kilometers to go to Bari, to the ferry. Cynthia has 740 kilometers and Lael 800 kilometers. So they are in contention for the Tuesday night ferry, but Lael may have to run into the ticket office.
Sophie is back on her Brompton today to get some interviews with the top women. First, here's our leader from the beginning and still holding steady, cap number one, Jana Kessenheimer.
How are you, Jana?
Yeah, good, but just like 16% on washboard gravel.
Did you adjust your tire pressure for the gravel, for the back of four?
I think from what I lost from the start, it might be just perfect.
it's a good strategy, yeah? Are you still on baby food? Sorry, it's a French question.
Yeah. You see?
Only baby food so far?
No. I also have tortellini.
Ooh! Mm-hmm. Right out of your top two bag. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
it's
interesting. okay, more serious question. On what do you have your eyes on now?
Just
too serious question?
No. For now, just the top of this hill.
Yeah. Are you looking at the tracker a bit? My question is like, is it more top 10? Are you looking at what the women are doing?
I don't care by now. It's still too long.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just, when I wake up, I sometimes look. So last time I watched, I think was this morning. Since then, no more. Because I won't change the style I'm riding anyway, so I just go. Yeah.
So there is a ferry involved.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the tickets already?
Yeah, I booked a cabin for myself.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the ferry tomorrow does not make sense. So I heard that Martin is doing a great job, like doing this race, and I think it's really cool, probably for the dot watchers. Mm. But I did not consider it for myself. So
yeah.
No.
All right. Yeah. Have you been picking a flower? You have flower.
Yeah, but you see, this flower doesn't like gravel. Looks pretty sad.
It does. It does. But you don't look sad, so.
No.
What do you? Sorry, last question. How do you stay focused after, like, you've been on the road for a week? How do you stay?
It feels like it has been 3 days. I don't know. The days are like fluid. It feels like for me, it doesn't feel like 7 days. So I don't really count in days. I think this is the magic.
Chasing her down despite some setbacks, Cynthia Carson kept 137.
So when I saw you at registration, you wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Is it the case?
Yeah, I would say this. I wish I was doing this in the daytime because I would probably be able to ride it harder. But that unfortunately is not happening, but I'm still enjoying it. It's pretty famous, so that's super cool to feel. And then the rest of the race, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Okay, cool.
At least most of the time.
Most of the time. Can you explain us your tire situation?
Yeah, so on the way to Briançon, on the, like, trying to get out of where we were to get to the parkour start, I got a slash in some gravel that was about an inch wide. So I tried to repair it with needle and thread. It didn't work because my thread broke, and then I put a tube in, so that took a while. And then I had a tube, which I would prefer not to do Asieta with a tube.
Yeah.
But it was nighttime and I wasn't gonna get a new tire or wait.
Did you get one since then?
Eventually, yeah. I did Asieta and I plotted. And it took me a long time to put the new tube in. So that was a bummer. Lots of time. But after Asieta, there was a bike shop. So I went to the bike shop. They helped me get a new tire on. Some refresh on tubes. I mean, that took a good bit. So... Yeah. That was yesterday, and...
Oh, that's not the end of the story?
Yeah. 30 minutes after I was riding, I got a puncture on the new tire.
Oh, God.
But I had a plug, so... yeah, I put a plug in the tire, and it is fine.
So far, so good?
Yeah, so far, all right. So good. Thanks for listening to my tire woes. But woes aside from the tires, I'm happy to be out here.
Good.
Yeah.
So when you are looking at the tracker, are you looking at Jana, Lel?
For a while, I didn't look at all. And then when I realized that Jana was in front and Lel was behind, I was concerned about them both. But I think at this point, I'm just concerned about the ferry.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Did you book a ticket or?
I did. Okay. Yeah, I booked a room because I want to sleep.
With a sea view?
Whatever I could manage to do while climbing this morning. The website gave me so many problems, but eventually I have a room, and so Tuesday night I'll be on that ferry, hell or high water.
And never not smiling, Cap 112, Leo Wilcox.
So, it's fucking, she's going fast. How are you?
Oh my God, what a surprise.
Are you enjoying the rain?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think it's a good break for my breathing.
Yeah.
Although my breathing has been good.
Yeah. Oh,
what a miracle.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Me too. You never know.
How has it been?
It's been really good.
Yeah? I have to be fast because Matt, the photographer, wants to take a shot and I'm going to get fired if I aim the shot. What? Do you have your eyes on the ferry? Have you looked at the ferry?
Yeah.
Okay, don't share your strategy.
I've been thinking about it for maybe since day two.
Oh, wow. All right. I will ask you in a few days. Don't share.
Yeah, but well, because the thing is, it's actually become much more like a GC race, where it's like, you know, there's people animating, but the ferry's what counts.
What was the most delicious thing you eat? And it's going to be my last question.
Ooh, the food in Italy has been the best. It's softer. Every bar has like good little pizza, and it's perfect for riding. Ooh. It's been the best.
Rue said you've been listening to the podcast.
Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, I'm good.
So cool. I save it for like sometime in the afternoon usually.
Right. Bye, Lel.
Back to the race for the fairies. Jake has managed to catch up with cap number two, Christoph Strasser, as he completes hardcore four.
Can you describe a little bit about what happened?
I think all four of us knew that we have to push really hard to have a chance to catch the ferry. And yeah, I didn't really have enough, mental power to accept the sleep deprivation. So yeah, I needed to go to sleep and had two sleeping breaks, and it cost a lot of time. It was not fun. And now I'm a little bit late, I'm afraid of. Yeah. So.
And
I don't wish bad luck to the guys in front, but if I am the only one of us four missing the ferry, it wouldn't be fun. But maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And is the ferry at this sort of pivotal point of the race, do you feel it's pushed you sort of outside of the comfort zone of the really metronomic rhythm?
No, I was riding as fast as possible. Mm. But in the last 24 hours, of course, you started to calculate.
Yeah.
And trying to push as hard as necessary. And it was necessary to push really hard. Yeah. But it wasn't fast enough, I think. Yeah. But we'll see. Maybe they don't catch it as well. If there is a bad road or a road closer or, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Heat, yeah.
So is it Brindisi now that you're looking at?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Fantastic, thanks, Christoph.
First, they have to manage this day because it's very hot.
Yeah. Step by step.
Or who does not catch the ferry?
What do you think? What do you think? Do you think they're going to make it?
I don't know. I don't think that all three of them make it, probably. Maybe one or two of them, yeah. But it's. Before the race, I thought if you catch the ferry on Sunday, you have won the race, and it turns out that maybe that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be tight.
Except maybe none of them catches the ferry. Maybe they have bad luck, or I don't know. I don't know the road conditions down there. Maybe it's not possible to ride like 30 km average per hour.
And still in front, Martin again.
So did you get any sleep last night?
Nope.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Longest rest? Did you have any, or is it just...
Yeah, just for restocking.
Yeah.
So, 10 minutes maybe?
10
5 minutes.
Minutes? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you can forward... is it preposition? No, how do you call it? To the others. I heard this beautiful spa in Bari.
Oh yeah?
They could take a day off. take it easy today. It's my treat, and they take the ferry on Monday.
Sounds like a good plan. Hard to resist.
Yeah. Cheers, Martin. Bye.
Further north, Sophie is at Control Point 3, where the mid-pack riders have been able to get some sleep after tackling the Asietta. That noise there is precisely why I never sleep at Control Points when I'm racing. Here's Cap 263, Matthias Ulrich.
How are you?
I'm quite good. It was freezing cold on top of or on the Strada della Sieta.
When were you there?
I was there. I can't remember anymore. I think it was around 5-ish in the morning.
It's the worst part of the night.
Yeah. And But then I saw the sunrise, and that was spectacular up there, really. And then the descent was again quite shaky, but not because it was so cold, but more because of all the bumps in the
gravel
part. Yeah. Can I tell you a highlight
of
yesterday?
Yeah, go for it.
I really liked that. I stopped a few times, for example, in what was the town called? Yes, in Briançon, there were many people, and even before that, that knew my name and cheered me up, and I didn't know them. They were like foreigners, like strangers to me, and they were so happy to see that, like, people I didn't know were like, "Go, Matthias, go, Matthias." And
did you feel like a rock star?
A little bit.
Yeah. And getting warmed up now that he's down the valley. Cap 346, Holvert Koltite.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard that you were saying that it was quite warm up there.
Yeah, it was cold. I got into Sestriere at 9 o'clock last night, and I was debating of just going over.
Yeah.
But then I did it. I slept just because I wanted a little bit of sun on it, because it's so beautiful up there.
Yeah. Have you been there before?
No, I've been like down at Sestriere and down that valley, so I kind of know the area, but. It was amazing. It was incredible. And Garmin said 1 degree. And
did it feel like 1 degree or even less?
1 degree is
optimistic way to say it.
A little bit optimistic way to say it. No, it was chilly, but it was beautiful. As soon as the sun came out, it was okay.
What kind of gear do you have against the cold?
I have a light puffer jacket. And then just a rain jacket. And I mean, the rain jacket will kind of keep everything in.
Mm.
But if you get cold on the inside, it's just like, there's no way. I was debating about stealing some newspapers from the hotel to do like a little bit more cover, but...
Like old school
OG
trick,
stuff.
Yeah.
But no, it was fine.
So it's 10 a.m. now. You just arrived at CP3. Are you happy first?
I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy to see that we're done with a lot of the climbing now. I think like 60% or something is done.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just find a nice flat road and start heading towards CP4, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep on churning.
Cap 203, Sarah Bosslet is always keeping her late partner Mohit on her mind.
How are you now? How are you feeling?
I'm really good. I enjoyed this parkour so much. I think it was the most beautiful road I ever rode.
Oh, cool.
And I was there in the sunset.
So, very romantic.
Yeah, it was really, really beautiful. Yeah.
And up there, was it cold?
Yes. It was super cold. I think I stopped 2 times because my feet, they were so cold. And it was already super painful, so I took my feet and I was rubbing it to get it warm, and then I continued.
Do you have any lucky charm on your bike?
We've
seen quite a few, that's why now we're asking.
Yes, I do. Here, a picture of Mohit. Then this is a piece of one of his shirts. This is our tattoo. We got it together because, we didn't only share cycling, it was also swimming. That's why the wave is in the middle.
All right, we're going to let you get that stamp. Did you get your stamp already?
No. Yeah.
Go get it, huh? Yeah, we've been distracting you.
As the sun goes down and the ferry looms, all eyes are on just 2 dots still pushing hard down the Italian Adriatic coastline. I'm personally flicking between tabs to recalculate their distance to the terminal. They look painfully close, some might say just barely possible. Then there's the whole faff of getting onto the ferry. Do they have the tickets already? Is check-in super early? What if the ticket offices close late? It's excruciating and enthralling. But it's probably worse for Control Car 1, with Jake, Andrew, and Thomas sat in their car next to the ticket office waiting to see if any bike lights make it down the street.
So we've heard now from Nicholas and from Christoph that they are not going to make tonight's sailing. This means we're down to a 2-horse race. What are your predictions from here, Andrew?
Oh, it's been so tight all day. But I think they're both going to make the ferry. I've been saying this all day, and I still believe it. But it's going to be so close. They're going to arrive after 11 o'clock. So they're going to be less than an hour until scheduled sailing time for the ferry. It's possible that Martin could have got on and Victor not. But they seem to be down to sort of 15K or something on the road now. So my feeling is that probably if one makes it, they both will. But it's really, really tight. We're all in a real state of tension here at Port of Barry, just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Just in time, Martin pedaled up to the ticket desk.
Also the bike?
Yeah, only one bike.
Okay, only one bike.
Is there any laundry washing opportunity on the boat?
Can you repeat, please?
Is there any chance I can wash my clothes on the boat, on the ferry?
You have a cabin?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I mean, but like a washing machine or something?
No.
Okay.
There are not. But you have a...
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah, I know what I've been.
So you've got boarding pass in hand now. How does it feel?
You're good.
Good.
I just want to go sleep.
Yeah.
And not wash my things.
How's your body feeling now?
Horrible.
Yeah.
This time for real.
I know, every time you see me you say horrible, but you've got a big smile on your face, but this time it looks... And so how did you get through that last bit? Having to lie down at that
friends point? Telling me I cannot stop.
Yeah. Yes.
And Victor pushing from behind.
Yeah. He's quite a good incentive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you been checking tracking as you've been going then?
Sometimes, yeah. I was wondering when he would tip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But, I hope he makes it here.
Yeah.
He's
been riding hard.
Yeah,
you both have.
He stopped last night for 3 hours or so and still caught me. It's insane.
And with mere minutes to spare, Victor showed up.
I want to make sure that you don't miss any of these steps now. You're here. How does it feel?
Yeah. I have cabin.
You're going to get the best night's sleep in 8 days.
I'm really looking forward. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow.
We got the Thai wind. It was a gift of the god. Oh, it was amazing.
That's made the difference of your race.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. You were moving so quickly, Victor. We could barely catch you in the car.
Because at the early morning, before the morning, I wanted to sleep in hotel because I don't really trust on myself about to be here tonight. And I searched an hotel at 4 a.m. And I didn't found it, and after I go in a hotel where a door were open. I slept 1 hour maybe, and at the morning I talked with a friend, and he told me that I can be at the ferry at the night, and I did it. What a day! It was amazing. Yeah,
just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. What belief?
How do you think your legs are going to be feeling after 9 hours on a ferry?
I think it will be. Fresh. I'm really looking forward to arrive at Albania to do some mountain. I think I'm better than Martin in climbing, so yeah, I'm I'm very confident.
So we're at the Port of Barry and we have just seen Victor Bassoni arrive. We have two riders bound for Durez.
Yeah, the results are in and my goodness, it was tight. Martin Moritz came in, I think, at 22.51. Got his tickets printed easily and then rolled off towards the ferry. And we were stood there watching the ticket offices. Shutters started coming down on some of them. There was just one window open when Victor arrived. And he went up, got refused at first, and then their colleague relented and managed to print him a ticket. And amazingly, he stayed cool as a cucumber during all of it. But he really scraped on by the skin of his teeth.
And what a day of racing. I mean, earlier in the day as well at the fourth control, Victor obviously had a moment of acute panic when he thought he'd lost, well, when he had lost his brevet card, and you were coming down from the parkour to source him a new one, but that was a 10-minute gap. I mean, in a game of seconds, you know, it was down to the wire.
Yeah, that lost brevet card could have cost Victor his race there. Let's just hope it's his last misplaced document of the race. He's obviously got a bit of a record with this, but yeah, those 10 minutes, which didn't seem that significant at the time, really could have been the difference between him making that boat or not.
So that's the result. Only two riders made the ferry on day 7. It'll be interesting to see what the chasers come up with to get across the Adriatic and hunt them down, but for the moment, it really looks like a race for third place, with Martin and Victor probably just too far ahead. I'm sure they're both now having the sleep of their lives on that ferry, and hopefully Martin has figured out how to hand wash his clothes. Thanks for listening to the Lost Dot podcast. You can stay up to date with the race on our blog and social channels, where the Lost Dot team are reporting on stories from all ends of the race throughout the day. Thanks to our race partners, Apodura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Rival GPS, and Supernova. To all of our riders out there, stay safe and go put some oil on your gears. Trust me.